She woke up to the soothing sound of rain, and with a yawn, she pulled the blanket up to her chin. In front of the windows, it was still dark, but in the garden, the first birds were already up and greeting the morning. After a few minutes' rest with closed eyes, she freed her sun-tanned arms from the blanket, threw it aside, and jumped out of the bed, heading straight for the shower. Some years ago, she would have walked out happily into the rain instead. With nothing more than just a towel around her waist, she padded into the kitchen to prepare her fruit and cereals for breakfast. She had always been an early, but lazy riser. She automatically had to smile when she remembered the ceremony of blow-drying her hair every single morning, all those years she had kept it long. The scent of freshly washed hair in the old damp bathroom, it brought up nice memories of a time when things and life had been easier despite a difficult start. A time before loneliness had step by step replaced the desired independence. Having finished breakfast and having fed her hungry cat, she put on a short summer dress, slipped into a new pair of wooden sandals, and rode her bike into the bakery. The rain had stopped, and most of the village still dozed under a blanket of relaxed silence and warm sleep. She enjoyed this atmosphere every single morning. It cleansed her soul and put her in tune with the new day. She planned and lived from day to day, never really caring more than absolutely necessary about the future. The idea and even the word sounded much too big for her, a woman who loved slowness. All that she believed in was her good luck, nature, and faith. And in the course of her life, she had minimized the world to a size she was able to master and understand. He knew it was early, yet he still opened his eyes to check the time on his alarm clock. Every morning it woke him up to the sounds of nature, singing birds, and a stream burbling. He loved summers, waking up to daylight in the morning, leaving the haunting darkness behind. He had never made friends with the night. He had learned to live with it, and tried to sleep through it. Still, his past was as inevitable as the darkness of the night. While the days were filled with light, he was alone at night. When in winter, the nights grew longer, he took pills to prolong his night's sleep, as waking up alone was hell. Even through the shop window, she felt it get warmer outside, and the warmth spread through the bakery, tickling her every pore. The regular customers dropped in one by one. She talked and laughed and floated happily towards lunchtime. People liked her. Even in the beginning, she had been extremely shy and reserved. In the end, the love for cakes and chocolates had always tied an invisible band to them. She enjoyed the appreciation she was given for her art and the way she presented it. For lunch, she closed her shop, sat by the fountain in the village center with the book. Already since her earliest childhood memory, she had loved this place. Wearing a new pair of jeans with a blue formal shirt and sports jacket, he left his flat for the village center. Just days ago, he had moved there from the city, where he had lived anonymously, like buried alive in a concrete coffin. The countryside offers space, the air to breathe freely, but first of all, he needed a job as an accountant. He was good with numbers, he said, and smiled. It had been her dream to write a book, not in order to see herself published, but to collect all her thoughts and dreams in short stories and poems. Nothing that needed to make sense, really, to others or to anyone, just as long as it made sense to her. She loved to play with words, put them in simple structures that sounded good. Positive words, positive colors, words of care and motivation. She loved books as sources of wisdom and inspiration, dreamed of filling one herself with all the colors of her past and present. He bought the local newspaper, sat down in the street cafe to check job ads and vacant positions. The clean air, and quiet life in the village made him enjoy life more every day. Even the rain in the morning hadn't managed to put him down. In the city, he had inwardly suffered when rain had kept him inside of a building. He always needed the certainty that there was an escape, an immediate way out. Until today, he had avoided elevators whenever it was possible. Now, sitting in the sun with the cappuccino in hand, he put the newspaper aside and decided to celebrate the start of his new life by doing something special. "I should write down my own wisdom," she said. "Those thoughts that make me dream or smile, or that make me feel and remember memories that I love. I should write about ice skating by candlelight, how I lose myself in classical music, about sensual aromas and the smell of liquid chocolate, about baking cookies in a winter's night, dreaming of the joys of summer." Norwegian wood, he thought. It's always been my favorite to start with. At the end of his teenage life, he had learned how to play guitar. And he had taught himself, and soon it had become his refuge and corner of retreat. And now he was here, and it felt like he almost fell out of the forest. "Walking along sandy beaches, sunshine on my skin, dancing to the go-go's, alone at home, preparing lemon juice with fresh mint leaves, a scented bubble bath." When he played the guitar, he didn't need to talk or think. He simply started, imagining himself on a stage like Dylan with his back to the audience. The songs he preferred had a clear structure, fixed patterns and such. Improvising was something he hated. Also, he didn't really like love songs much. Austerity was what he was looking for. Still deep inside him, he knew one day he'd also master his first love song as well. He only needed to open himself more to obtain the credibility. It was either here, now, or never. He was certain of that much. With his fingers and the strings, he would finally start to take his life into his own hands. Years of therapy had prepared him for this final step, and he was ready. "Yellow," she said to herself silently. How to describe the different shades of yellow with words? The thoughts spread inside her. "Love is like colors," he remembered. "Stop watching them when you can live them. You have learned all of your life how to paint. And tonight I will try." He smiled and sighed contently. "I will try," she smiled, got up, and walked past him. Their eyes met in a true orgy of green.